Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The buzzard took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzard tried to throw the monkey off his back. The monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now, listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top."
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. You may know Diane Reeves from her 20-year career as a jazz vocalist or from one of her three Grammy Award-winning recordings. But if you don't know her that way, you may recognize her for her role in the multiple Oscar-nominated film Good Night and Good Luck. She plays the role of, surprisingly enough, a jazz singer. The soundtrack has been nominated for a Grammy for Best Jazz Vocal Album, and Diane Reeves joins us today on Soundcheck. Diane, glad to have you here.
Glad to be here. How are you today?
Very good. Now, you told Jet Magazine about a month or so ago that Good Night and Good Luck is, quote, smart, enlightening, and oh so timely. What's timely about it?
Well, I think that Edward R. Murrow, the very beginning of the film, when he's making his speech, when they are giving him an award, is almost prophetic. You know, he talks about, you know, what television will do and what it will become and how we will respond to it. And he was dead on.
Mm. And I suppose a lot of the kind of issues that are at play in the film seem to be very much in the news again these days.
Seems like it.
Yeah. How familiar with that period were you before starting work on the movie?
Oddly enough, my only other film experience was in a film called Guilty by Suspicion, which was about the very same thing, only how McCarthyism affected Hollywood.
Hmm.
And it was with Robert De Niro.
Wow. All right, so your two forays into the film world, you've been matched up with some pretty leading men.
Yes.
Now, is it fair to, you know how in old Greek tragedies there would be the Greek chorus, you know, and the things that they would say or sing would sort of comment upon the way the story was unfolding. Is that how you see your role in this film?
I think that's exactly what George and Grant Herzlov wanted to happen in the film, and that's why he selected the songs that he did, because they George Clooney.
Mm-hmm.
They go along with the storyline.
So the idea of being a jazz singer within the same building as Edward R. Murrow, so you've got a newsroom that's like all white, and then in the next studio you have, you know, the black musicians, the African Americans who are, you know, sort of in this little world within a world within a world. You know, it seemed like, I don't know, was that representative
of the era?
The one
black musician. You know, I really don't know. I mean, I have a lot of music, film from that time. And it was interesting, you know, because they were saying that, you know, usually, and I don't know which particular shows they were on, but I know with Ella, you know, it would be black musicians. The things that I have on Billie Holiday, I guess it was a mixture of musicians. So I don't know what CBS's policy was.
Yeah. So, but your band in the film is mostly white, all white?
All white. Mm-hmm. And then myself.
Okay. Well, look, in the history of jazz, political and social commentary is not new. I mean, Billie Holiday's Strange Fruit was 1939, and obviously Nina Simone with her longtime civil rights activism. Did you feel a kind of, you know, maybe a similar responsibility with the job that you were entrusted with in this film?
You know, In this particular instance, I have to say, in certain ways, yes, but mostly no. I mean, I was really there to play a part in the film of singing this music that was a part of the storyline. And, you know, basically, that's what it was that I did.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that George Clooney chose most of the songs. He picked a number of great old standards.
Yes, he did.
And they do seem to have this Greek chorus quality of commenting on the whole idea of McCarthyism and, you know, government looking over your shoulder. So a song
Correct.
Like I've Got My Eyes on You suddenly acquires a kind
whole
of
different meaning.
Yeah, yes, it
Absolutely.
Does.
Absolutely. And he picked those songs on purpose just for that. Like the opening song is TV is the Thing this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's all of those things.
All right, we're speaking with Diane Reeves. Let's hear her recording of I've Got My Eyes on You. This is from the soundtrack to the film Good Night and Good Luck.
I've got my eyes on you, so best beware.
I've Got My Eyes on You is from the Grammy-nominated album featuring vocalist Diane Reeves, the soundtrack to the film Good Night and Good Luck. And Diane Reeves has joined us on Soundcheck in the studios of our sister station KUVO in Denver, Colorado, and we're talking about her work on the film Good Night and Good Luck. Diane, you mentioned George Clooney picked the songs. Is it true his aunt was Rosemary Clooney?
That's very true.
Okay, mm-hmm. So there was certainly a connection there. And is that how he came to you?
Yeah, I mean, we were on the set, and he told me, he said, you know, I wanted you to be a part of the film, because I didn't ask, but I was very curious. And he said, because my aunt was a big fan of yours. And I thought, wow, that's very nice. And
so to find out that Rosemary Clooney is a fan of yours and to be told by George Clooney, that's a good afternoon.
Right. That's a very good afternoon.
Now, your aunts were also singers, right?
Well, I had great aunts that were performers all over, you know, the West and the Midwest, from St. Louis, Chicago, Denver, everywhere the train stopped, they tended to perform along those lines all the way into California. It was my grandmother's sisters. And then my uncle, Charles Burrell, who is my mother's brother, was also a bassist with the Denver Symphony for many years. And then cousin George Duke, who plays piano and produces people and does wonderful things mm-hmm. still, is out there.
So music was in the family.
Very much so.
What kind of music did you grow up with?
Everything. You know, it was funny because while there was live music with my uncle and my great aunt Kay, she would play the piano and sing the blues like nobody's business. You know, my father loved all kinds of music. Especially jazz. My mother, on Saturday when we cleaned the house, she would put on, I'll never forget, Longines Symphonettes. I don't know if you remember those.
I remember the TV commercials for the Longines Symphonette and thinking, who buys that?
Yeah, you know, it was like, you know, you need to listen to a little bit of this, you know, even though classical music at that time wasn't wasn't a big in the house. And then my sister, who was 10 years older than me, I mean, she was bringing in all the new hip music. So it was all kinds of music that was happening at home.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, a lot of what's in the film sort of implies that music can be political and social, but of course it can also mm-hmm. be very personal. And I mean,
absolutely.
You've said elsewhere that music actually helped save your life.
Yes, you know, it's interesting. Growing up in the music that was coming out of Motown and that era, you know, that music was, talked about what the times were, you know, the civil rights struggle, Vietnam, and a lot of the music at that time, not just the music from Motown. And it told a story, and it was a story that we could relate to because it was on the, all of these things were on the news constantly being talked, you know, about around the family table, always being discussed in church. And here was this music that was the backdrop of all of that. And for me, you know, it just tied everything together, not only the music to what was happening, but generation to generation. So at that time, you know, listening, you could listen to Smokey Robinson, mm-hmm. and he would talk about Sarah Vaughan. You know, so all the music and the generations were connected because everybody was a part of everything. And for me, it was really rich because I guess because of that, I always wanted the music to be a part of something that I knew about that was reflective of the times, my personal life, that had some sort of story element to it. And those are the songs that I chose to sing and write.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, was music for you, did it go beyond the kind of the larger social struggles of that time period? I mean, was there like, I don't know, a personal kind of epiphany with music for you? Did it take you somewhere that you didn't maybe expect to go?
Oh, absolutely. You know, because at that time, you know, the melodies were so strong and in music, and it allowed for anyone to sing the song and make it their own. Now, you know, a lot of the songs, there's an absence of melody. And one of the things that I loved about the music then, be it jazz, vocalists, or R&B, whatever, everybody had their own identity, and that was really important. Mm-hmm. And everybody was very respectful of other people's way of phrasing, and it was something that was discussed, and it was something that you know, it was important for you to define your own style in music. And so you could take, you know, you could take anybody's song and sing it and really make it your own, put another beat to it, put another rhythm to it, all kinds of things. And the songs were so strong that, you know, they would stand on their own.
Well, now with the movie and Good Night and Good Luck, were you in fact trying to, you know, maybe adapt your own style to reflect one of the singers of those days?
Yeah, you know, in a certain kind of way. I think the most important thing was that, you know, you didn't, you know, be respectful of the time that these songs were sung, because not only did it have to, the film have to look like this particular period, but it needed to sound like that. I was very familiar with that. So I really, really tried to sing with respect to the period.
Well, here is one of the great songs of those days, One for My Baby. Once again, my guest is Diane Reeves. She's in the film and obviously the soundtrack, Good Night and Good Luck.
Brief episode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. I've got the routine, so drop another nickel in the machine. I'm feeling so bad, I wish you'd make the music dreamy and sad. Could tell you a lot, but you've gotta be true to your code. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road.
Diane Reeves is my guest on Soundcheck, and the album, the soundtrack from Good Night and Good Luck, has been nominated for a Grammy for Best Jazz Vocal Album. The film, of course, with multiple Oscar nominations as well. Diane, you were the first creative chair for jazz at the L.A. Philharmonic. That's an interesting position. Now, we've actually done a fair amount of talking about jazz education recently on the show. Dana Gioia, mm-hmm. the chairman of the NEA, was here a few weeks mm-hmm. ago talking about it. What can jazz at a young age do for a kid?
Well, it offers an opportunity to allow your thoughts, your personality, your spirit, whatever it is that drives you, to be put into some other kind of means of expression. And what I was saying earlier about jazz music, it's, you know, it's about your uniqueness. And I think that the beauty of the music is you learn the history, you learn, you know, all the theory and all the, you know, you learn to be a great musician, but then you take that and you define it and refine it and make it your own. And I think that's a very, very special thing.
Well, of course, not every kid who comes in contact with jazz is going to be able to or even want to be, you know, a great jazz musician. But is there something just in being exposed to this music that makes it, you know, a good thing for kids?
Yeah, it's absolutely that. I mean, if you're not going to, you know, be a part of the music, you have the experience of the music so that whatever it is that you do, you can maybe approach it in that same way.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, it's an odd thing to have a jazz singer on screen acting as a jazz singer, but not that jazz singer herself, if you know what I mean. I mean, you're not Diane mm-hmm. Reeves transported back into the 1950s in Good Night and Good Luck. But
right.
It's certainly, you know, listen to the soundtrack and it's pretty darn convincing stuff.
I have a lot of film clips of that era, and I just love it because, you know, the melodies were, they were very, very strong. They mm-hmm. really stuck to the melodies, and they did things with the phrasing and subtle ways of saying the words that really allowed you to get the picture of the music, in the music, of the story.
Well, I know you were fond of this track that we'll conclude with, Pick Yourself Up. So Diane Reeves has been joining us from the studios of KUVO in Denver, Colorado. And Diane, best of luck with the Grammy nomination for Best Jazz Vocal Album. And congratulations on all the success of your turn there on film in Good Night and Good Luck.
Thank you very much.
Diane Reeves, my guest on Soundcheck.
You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man.
Coming up on Soundcheck, composer Mark Mellitz talks about his music, which tackles everyday themes like parking violations and spam. You're listening to Soundcheck.